Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome. We're tracking four stories in robotics and physical AI today, led by a shift. Robot cells are moving out of niche projects into mainstream machine tending. The snag isn't the arms anymore. It's the line. Integration, discipline changeover, operator training, and how autonomy fits into existing workflows.
Redesigning the line means more than bolting in cobots. You need clear cell boundaries, revised safety zones, tack time alignment, and tooling that supports quick swapovers. Otherwise, cycle times and quality drift when you try to scale.
That's where operator training becomes strategic. Plants aren't just hiring robot programmers. They're reshaping shop floor roles so humans manage exceptions, calibrate perception stacks, and run the continuous improvement loops robots depend on.
Which ties straight into the hybrid nature of modern factories. Cobots, AI, IIoT, and digital twins are powerful. But legacy PLCs, proprietary protocols, and brittle middleware still set deployment speed and reliability.
Practically speaking, that means investing in translators, clean data schemas, and integration testing rigs. You can sell a shiny app, but if the PLCs and sensors speak 10 different dialects, the project stalls in commissioning.
On the platform side, Hello Robot's Stretch 4 is a notable test. It's open source, sensor-rich, and priced at $29,950, designed as a people-first mobile manipulator that tries to move physical AI out of demos and into operator workflows.
Stretch 4 lowers the barrier to experiment with perception and manipulation stacks. For engineers, it's a reference platform. For operators, it's a physical tool that needs predictable behavior, not just flashy demos to earn trust on the line.
Investors will like the price, but total cost includes integration, safety certification, maintenance, and spare parts. A $30,000 base robot still needs engineering hours to plug into a real cell and a handful of real-world failure modes addressed.
As the AI, IoT, robotic stack converges, the payoff is predictive operations, fewer surprises, planned maintenance, and smaller inventories. But predictive insight only works when the underlying data is disciplined, timestamped, and trusted.
That trust requirement brings us back to operators. Dashboards and alerts must match how people actually act on the floor. If analytics produce a noisy list of false positives, operators will ignore the system and value drops quickly.
Changeover discipline and closed-loop learning are crucial over the product lifecycle. Small but enforced practices, runbooks, rollback states, and automated validation checks turn flexible cells from experiments into repeatable production assets.
Modular robot cells give manufacturers the ability to mix product variants and shorten lead times, but they need standards for interfaces, audit trails for certification, and clear handoffs so maintenance doesn't become a bottleneck.
Open platforms like Stretch 4 can catalyze those standards by sharing drivers and file formats, but community governance, validation suites, and long-term support commitments make the difference between a hobbyist board and a production-grade ecosystem.
We'll also see workforce evolution. More robot technicians, data custodians, and integrators. Planning for that headcount and career path, not just buying hardware, is how organizations capture the upside of connected, predictive operations.
Synthesis. The companies that win will pair sensor-rich, modular hardware with rigorous deployment discipline. Discipline changeover, high-quality data practices, operator-centered design, and realistic integration plans, rather than chasing individual technologies in isolation.
That's the beat for today. We'll keep watching how these platforms and processes evolve on the floor. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.